Everybody, this is Ron Amatron for the Grace and Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful program on VBS. And the date today is January 23rd, 2012. So, we're going to have callers today if you wish to call in. And we could probably talk about some kind of self-empowerment or something. We'll just see what comes on the fast chat here. And we'll just turn it over now to Kathy. And so how are you doing, Kathy?
I'm doing great. Hi, Ron. Welcome, everyone. This is the BBSRadio.com Creation Lightship on Station 1. And as Ron said, we welcome your calls with questions to Ron about the divine healings, clearings, or relevant comments you'd like to share. We are live on Monday, January 23rd. And if you'd like to call in and grab a pen, the toll-free number for United States and Canada is 888-627-6008. And outside the USA and Canada, the number is 530-327-7602. You can also write in your questions to Ron into the live fast chat, which can be accessed through either bbsradio.com on Station 1, where it says Live Chat Boards on the right, or from the very top of the creationlightship.com website. And there's an announcement. Tonight, Monday, is the live conference call at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern, which you must purchase. It's $20 via PayPal today from the creationlightship.com website under Purchase Conference Calls on the upper left side. You can also attend as an absentee if you let Ron know in advance via email or at the beginning of the call. Tonight is the decloning conference call, which Ron highly recommends for Ascension. So you can type in your questions now and or call in. Some of the topics we discuss are the divine healings from the CLS website, creationlightship.com website. We discuss alien-imposed barcodes, releasing energies from darkness to help with ascension. And Ron is all about helping us with ascension. So we welcome your calls and comments. Ron, do you have any announcements about any new clearings?
Yeah, we have a new one coming out here. And it should be up and running within a day or two here. Maybe tonight. It's the one that we actually will be able to input our previous clearings that we've had from the Creation Lightship. You just type the name of the clearing in, and it takes 1 minute, and you put your name in first, and then the clearing name that you had, and then you're going to be transferring that energy to the new planet, Earth, which will be only around for a short time here until Ascension time happens. So this allows you to take your essence energy, and send it to the new planet, so it will be there. And it will be held in the light of the darkness. Won't be able to take the parts of you that is saved from the clearings there. So this is what it's designed for. If I didn't have that up, then if they took you away completely, even though you had clearings, you would not be able to be found. This way, it's like having your very precious safety deposit box there, and you're stashing in there you, and the lightship is in complete control of it, and this is what it's all about, because you need to have yourself present for ascension, and the darkness cannot connect to this brand new Earth planet that they created for us so that we'll be able to hold our integrity. So, I don't know if we have a beep or not there. I thought I heard a beep a little bit ago. I don't know if we have a caller or not. We'll just see here. Maybe not. So, What's new?
Well, Ron, about that clearing, did you say it was called the New Earth Clearing?
Yeah.
And are there any special instructions?
Nope. All you do is go in there. Nope. Just go in and type in your previous clearing that you've had and put your name in first in an entry box, type the clearing name in, and it takes 1 minute, and automatically it's done for you. There's a countdown.
Okay, does that include the conference calls, too, or just clearings per se?
Hey, when you're on the conference calls now, those automatically get transferred.
Okay.
So you don't have to worry about that, but these are typical clearings that you have done on the website from the past. So whatever is done live now, as I do things live for you, and or you do a clearing, you want to put that in there. But if I do anything live, you're done.
Okay, and I thank you for that, Ron. I'm sure everyone was looking forward to that new clearing for the new Earth. Okay, I do think we have a caller. If so, caller, would you please state your name and your question or comment for Ron? Go ahead. Well, Ron, it's just a night of beats, that's all. Well, let's go over to the fast chat where we have some questions.
Hello?
Asking, oh, are you there, caller? Great. Never mind. Get back to
yeah,
you.
Hi, I'm sorry. Caller. I had this. Sorry about that.
You had to set the phone down, huh?
Yeah, you
okay,
know, the,
well,
phone, the phone has been acting weird. It's Liz. Hi, Ron. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Who is it?
It's Liz.
Oh, hi, Liz.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. Can hear you just fine.
Okay, great. Yeah, I guess my question is kind of related to what Ron was just talking about, I guess about the new Earth, and I was reading some stuff on the creation lightship, like the Wikipedia, and I guess like what I needed like further clarification on what actually happens during the ascension process, and I guess we don't go back to the lightship. You know, only people like Ron would go back to the lightship. So I was just wondering what happens to our spirit and our body and, like, where to go. And I guess, like, it would be wonderful to go to the new Earth planet, but just kind of wondering maybe he could talk a little bit more about that whole process. Like, if we can't actually go to the lightship or stay on the lightship, what happens?
Yeah. You'll be going to quarantine because you have to have your... and your body cleansed, so whatever parts of you can be retained, you know, with spiritual integrity, will go there. But you're not going into the light ship. You're just going into quarantine to have the energy released from you for, like, a deprogramming. And then from there, you go to your home base planet. Now, the ascension process, you won't have any knowledge of it at all because there's no records of it. It just happens instantly. And the light doesn't give information on what happens during ascension, except for what I can tell you with that. But it's just a way to have the darkness get taken out of the universe of light. And that's why the ascension is so is brought forth, because the darkness is here, and people are not going back to true light. If you're on a true light planet, we'll say, like this one used to be before the aliens took it over, making this a prison planet, then you would not even need the ascension process, but it still goes on. So it gives everybody a way to leave their last creation and start anew. You can go back if that particular planet is materialized over again by the spirit of whatever it was and just continue on with your last existence, you know, for 2,000 years. So that's a possibility, too. But as far as... remembering your past, everything is in the now. So there's really no memory. It's not like your DNA holding the charge for everything inside of your body of the past, you know, the programmed record of it. In the light, there's no such thing. Everything is completely in the now, and all you live is from one now moment to the next. So emotionally for us here, it's really hard to talk about what happens because we deal with emotions, and our emotions bring us into time. So that's kind of, you know, what happens during the ascension point is that you're able to come into true light. And when you go into true light, there's no emotion, so you don't retain the past. but you do have to get everything out of you that is having a problem of darkness. So the universe of light will not allow you to go to it unless you're cleaned out. When you do the clearings and you go to the new earth, a lot of that's probably done there also. But I'm sure that they're going to check everybody out because of what's happened here with the alien interference and the alien mind control patterns, everything else of infecting us. So that's why, you know, you're going to be going to quarantine. That's new information for me that I just received probably about a month ago. So as I was talking on one of the shows, I mentioned that we're going into quarantine, and that was brand new because of the energy that's here. It's probably so bad that they needed to bring us up into quarantine. And that will probably still happen on the new earth. So what you're doing is the new earth is not like an ascension new earth where you're going to be living after ascension. It's not like moving up dimensions like from where we are now. People talk about going to the fourth or fifth dimension for ascension. No, that has nothing to do with that whatsoever because there's no dimensions in light. This is just a place to hold your spirit, hold you before ascension begins so you will never get lost. And that's why we had to do this. Because otherwise, if you had a bunch of clearings and the dark side goes, you know, I think ascension is going to be in 5 seconds from now. You know, this is kind of what we have with our remote viewers and stuff, you know, knowing that it's a good possibility. Then they could take all of you sideways, and all of a sudden you're lost, even though you had clearings. And that's why we had to create the new earth, so that you have a place to hold your spiritual integrity without being fragmented out and abducted over again. So that's what it's about. So ascension really is kind of hard to talk about because this is what Jesus mentioned about eternal life, because you're taken from this location with your body, if you could have those clearings and get your body to do the ascension, and then you would have eternal life because you'd be going into another energy, another planet with the same body. Because your body would then have eternal life. And that's what's meant by that. So, back to you, Kathy.
A lot of people in the fast chat are commenting about how they're glad that the genius, that the new Earth clearing is going to be, well, actually, Ed says it's up and running on the homepage. So, I hadn't even had a chance to look at that yet. So, thank you, Ed, for informing us, those of us on the fast chat. And Doina says it's brilliant, it's a genius solution, Ron, what you offer us with this clearing. And I just see here a lot of relief that it's here. So now we can get going on it. And so, Marie, yes, the clearing is on the website, to answer your question. It's called the New Earth Transport. So, and then Doina wants to know what energy is being transferred. And regarding what you were just talking about, what if those fragments, she asked, left us since we had the clearing?
Okay, yeah. What happens is, like, on the phone call tonight, I hope I answered all the questions of Liz. Liz, you still there? If not, call back
in. Thanks for calling, Liz.
Okay, so when you have a clearing, we'll say the clone call tonight if you're on that. The clone call will get rid of clones. And each time we get rid of a clone, the clone is created from one little grain of sand, we'll call it, of your spirit. So once we get rid of the clone, what's left? Your spirit. And then that is brought over automatically to the new planet, okay? And so each time you get a clone released, a little piece of you is brought over there. It also stays here to increase your consciousness, but like bilocates. And it can't be taken out of here because it's over there too, instantly. In the now. So your spirit is with you in the now, always. And this is a way that we can hold spiritual integrity. So also, you have a spirit, this is a spirit that looks out of your eyes. Okay, now the one for your body is also brought over there. So in a sense, you have like two safe deposit boxes, we'll say, right? One's for your body, one's for your spirit. And as you get more clearings, as you get more of yourself put back into spiritual integrity, we'll call it that, of light, then you'll start to form your body and reform your spirit the way it's supposed to be. And that's kind of the way it works. So I don't know what else to say, but that's why the clearing is up, so that you can start to regain both your spirit that looks out of your eyes and your body energy. And as you have more of yourself collected, then you become more whole. So when Jesus did the clearings 2,000 years ago, the bodies weren't as contaminated by far as what they are now. And it's hard to talk about it because, you know, it's the information is like a downer, you know. It's not really positive because, you know, we were so much better then than what we are now. So it makes it look like you got to kind of walk up a hill that's in front of you that's straight up and down, like it's impossible. But it's not really impossible. But back then, the people had their bodies cleared out, the few that ascended, and they left with their body. And they're living now somewhere else with the same body that they lived 2,000 years ago for this last 2,000-year cycle. And so they had the eternal life brought to them, which is what Jesus talked about. And I guess you could probably say, you know, I'm just looking at this here as the words, as, you know, I'm looking from the light ship down, because I bilocate instantly. That's probably why Jesus said you're saved, you know, the word you're saved came from, because you got saved from the darkness. So, and now you got a savings account. Whoopee! And so, anyway, I guess back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so we're talking about the New Earth Transport Clearing, and a couple more comments to cover before we move on to some questions. Marie is asking, has a light ship ever tried to use a temporary Earth before to help with ascension, like a help tactic? And are you doing it now because of this dark environment we're in?
I don't think it was ever done. If it would have been done, I would have known about it. So I would say no.
So okay,
this is the first time that I think it's been available. Yeah, see, when Jesus was here, he didn't get too much into the aliens because he didn't live long enough, okay? I think he had the clue of it, what's going to happen. But remember, he lost 15 years. And we just started working with aliens, you know, a couple years ago. And so as what happens, the light only works in the now, so, you know, it moves forward one step, we'll say, looks around and has to, you know, reevaluate and see what's wrong and look again and then look again. And it's not like it has a book that it could buy to look at to read all about aliens. It has to discover what's going on. And then, you know, that's kind of the way it works. And that's one of the, to me, one of the main drawbacks of the light is that it doesn't have any real past history because it doesn't live in the past. It can look at it at some point, you know, on timelines, but it has to go into darkness to look at the timelines because it has no timelines where the light is. And so people wonder, how can this happen? How can the light not know? And the darkness knows everything. The light knows nothing. Basically, because that's the way it's supposed to be. The light has no history. It's all in the moment. And, you know, that's the main drawback of being light. But the positive thing is that it doesn't judge anything. So it gives you free will, free choice. And so if you look at it with that, that's the best thing you could ever ask for, is not to have anything interfering with you. You can have your own experience. You know, you can, like, go into the grocery store and you can get whatever you want to have in the light planets, you know. And there's no charge for anything, we'll say. And you're able to experience, you know, different life forms, have a great time, no courtings, no psychic attacks, no nothing, just pure, you know, peace energy. I could say love energy, but that has duality to it. But once you understand the two, there's a really big difference on it. But to a newcomer listening, you may want to use the word love energy because it may mean or feel something. You may feel love, where peace energy, you have no feeling whatsoever. So that's kind of what it's like. So that's the drawback that I see of the light. And you know, people say, Ron, why can't you do this here? Well, I can't do that because I don't have information on it, you know. And I'm only giving information to what comes forth. That the light ship can work with me on. I don't ever go past what the light chip can't protect me with, because that's the way the light works. It only knows where I am and what I'm doing, and I get information to what to do next year. On the very interesting, on the previous radio program that I was on, when I was talking about something at the first part of the show, I forgot what it was because it's been, you know, a couple hours. And being in the moment, I actually had a visitation with the CIA underground, popped in with the soldiers to surround me, whatever I was doing. I forgot what it was, but they popped in instantly. As I was bringing out, maybe it was Facebook, I mentioned that, but then I couldn't use the word Facebook. But anyway, from there, that they came in instantly, probably because of the agenda of that particular medium, okay, to put your picture out on the Internet to be psychically corded and attached. And you don't know who's in the body of a person looking at you, okay? You know, maybe... kind of making this as a joke, but maybe they put your picture up, you know, at the head of a table, and all these aliens are there with their knife and fork waiting, and they see you, and they're drooling, you know. You don't know who's in there, you know, watching you know, looking at you. So that's probably why they came in. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so could you clear something up, Ron, please? Some people went to the website on the homepage, the New Earth Clearing Transport website, and said it costs a penny or 1 euro. And is that true, or is it actually, you know, free?
It is a free clearing. It's still probably in the test page mode on it, okay? So it'll still work if you can get into it. But it probably was put on that just to be able to get put up. So that's probably what happened. It is going to be a free clearing. And the name might be slightly changed on it. Where I don't know what it's going to say exactly here. But it might say something about the New Earth body transfer or something. But right now it's still maybe in the test mode. And it'll be refined a little bit, but not a whole lot. The name might change slightly on it, but if it's out, that's great. I didn't think it would be up quite yet. So anyway,
yeah. Thank you again, Ed, in Austria. He says he's doing the new transport clearing now, and he felt something leaving him, but it is still there. I think he means the clearing. And Euros is asking what the email is for absentee check-in. Euros and anyone else who's interested, the email is always healing@creationlightship.com. That's how you contact Ron, basically. So that'll get to Ron. Okay, back to the questions. People have been patiently waiting. Shannon has a cold, and she wonders how that will affect her spirit. Okay, Ron, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got it. I'm sorry, I had it on mute here. Hey, the new
Shannon has a cold, and she's wondering how does a cold affect her spirit, basically, you know, when people are ill. How does that affect us or her?
Oh, okay, the spirit could catch a cold, okay? So maybe it has damp feet or something from the bad weather here. So let's do a clearing to clear your spirit, okay? Here we go. So one, I'm going to do in and out for everybody. So you may get a little dizzy here. So here we go. So in and out, in and out. Remember, when it comes out, you're cleared of all the gunk, then you come back in again. And then your spirit can, in a sense, take the residue of the icky stuff and take it out and get it cleared and back in. I don't know how many times this would have to be done. I'm thinking about putting this on the website, possibly here. I got to figure out what to do with it. But we got to heal the spirit first. Otherwise, you have no healing conduit. And if the spirit's messed up, out of alignment, carrying negativity or, you know, baggage or whatever, it's going to be almost impossible for the light to heal you because the light uses your spirit. So I'm going to be bringing forth something here when I could find some time to do that. So here we go. In and out, 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 in and out. Maybe if you go out and in, that's better. Out and in, 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 out and in. Okay, just see how you're feeling there. And you might be able to sense a change, okay? Because your spirit now should be more empowered. Remember, when you had an illness, your spirit had that illness or problem also. And now it should be pretty much cleaned out of you. So just see if you're feeling better. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so Shannon, you'll let us know. Terry is asking, Ron, if do clones or entities or shapeshifters give us our emotions?
Boy. Well, the emotions are what the Earth Spirit put in place. So that's the body of that, okay? And so I guess the question is, what activates those emotions? Yeah, whatever's in you will use the emotions that you have stored inside of that body, and it will activate it. This is why, like if I mentioned before, you go to a theater and you watch people jumping around in their seats when they have some type of event happening because they're watching something with their eyes right on the screen in front of you, and your body's reacting to that. Now, that's actually emotions. You're dealing with emotions. Even though it's a physical thing that your body's doing, it got triggered by an emotion, which was probably maybe fear. Or maybe you got horrified or something, you know, or some kind of anxiety crept in. But basically, the bottom line would be you're dealing with an energy that you already have in you that's just kind of laying dormant until it got activated. This is what I mentioned about your DNA, that your DNA holds all of your stuff. And so if you are watching something physically and you respond to it or you see it or hear it, then all of a sudden there's a problem and your body's going to respond to it. That would be an unexplained fear. So if you are watching an alien movie and you kind of relate to what's happening there, that means that you may have had that experience on a timeline previous to the one that you're living right now. And or maybe, you've been abducted, maybe 30,000 years ago, and this probably parallels what's been going on or what has gone on with your body genetics of one of your ancestors, and now you look at it and you get your stomach gets upset. You maybe get a rock in your stomach, or you start crying, or you get really angry because you have that stored inside of you. Your DNA is your record of who you are. And they do use the emotions, and they can come into you. This is probably the initial question. Can a shapeshifter come into you or an entity and trigger your emotions and or use the emotions to power them through a life experience of your own? And that is correct. Yes, it is. They can do that. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, sure. Back to that new clearing. Alexander just paid for the clearing, the new Earth transport, and he's not getting the password. So I don't know if you have a comment for him. Isn't it this the usual way you get it in the email?
Yes, go to the email. So refresh your email. And it may take, you know, maybe a couple minutes or 5 minutes sometimes to get your email refreshed, but it will be sent to you.
Okay, Alexander, so do that and get back to us before the end of the show so we can help you out if possible. Shannon just said thank you. She feels very much better. Her stuffy sinuses feel clearer. And that's great. Liz is asking if we can reconfigure our body with the same energy in a light planet.
The real answer would be no. Okay, and that's because you chose to come here, and you chose to have a physical appearing body like what you're living in now. And remember, your ancestors have, you know, a similar body to what you have. Could be different nationalities, different characteristics, but it's, you know, like I say, if you cut the head off of everybody, you're all going to look about the same, okay? So basically, this is your experience to be in a physical body. You didn't choose to be a tree. You didn't choose to be a rock. You know, you chose to have a physical body. So you really could not transfer something else, a different life form into you, or a different frequency of a different body into you. You chose this one here. So that's one of the things that people don't always understand, but that's what you chose. And the light cannot change your chosen experience because this is what you chose. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and so Joyna is asking, what about having the information that we're sending on the database on the light ship? What about having the information on the database that's on the light ship and keep it for future references?
Yeah, I can't say yes or no on that one, because the light always works in the now, and the light does not necessarily look for problems, okay? It's always in the now. Right now it's dealing with a situation. And, you know, with our minds, it would be nice to say, yeah, if this happens, then do this. If this happens, do that. But light then would be in judgment. So ideally, it can't do that. All we can do now is get rid of the darkness out of the planet of light here. And that's what's happening. So mentally, you know, that would be a great idea. But that probably goes against lightship protocol. To hang on to the past. Remember, the past gave us this condition. So you won't want the light ship to deal with darkness, because then it would be in darkness. So it has to hold the light. It has to hold spiritual integrity of non-judgment. Back to you.
And Stephanie is asking a general question. She wants to know of how much importance, if any, is the outcome of presidential election in the United States?
I think it's probably, it means nothing, okay? To me, it means nothing whatsoever, because nothing that I've seen so far from the past, okay, come into true light where everything is free will, free choice. Now, if they had a election where people were taught, if they'd use the same amount of media time to bring forth the mind to heart drop, then you would see a change, okay? So just think of all that money that they're putting out there in the media to have someone, control you. And so that's what it basically is, although what's controlling them and who's controlling them. And, everything is under control. Remember, that's the alien agenda. What's on top controlling you and what's controlling them? As above, so below. So if they put all that money out for the elections and they put it into the media to do the mind-to-heart drop for half a minute a day, continuously across the United States here, it would probably do a lot. It might change the whole world. So tell all your friends to do the Mind to Heart Drop. That's what I would say. If the whole world did it, this place would probably change within 5 minutes. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and on the subject, Larry's asking, were you referring to the spirit or to the knower, K-N-O-W-E-R, the knower that works with the light? Please explain.
Okay, what I took out of your body was your spirit that looks out of your eyes. That's your healer, okay? Your body has what I call a mind of the body, which is also an energy that helps to heal the body, but it needs the conduit of your spirit, which looks out of your eyes, which is completely separate from the spirit that is used to create your body. Remember, your body is a life form, and it holds light, and each cell has light in it. This is what they abduct from you and take away when you get abducted. That's why they want your body. They also want your spirit. It looks out of your eyes. So we have two spirits. Now, the spirit that you're talking about, that I'm talking about, is the one that actually can heal you with light. It doesn't do anything to your body unless it's needed. And it's just here for the ride, we'll say, to hopefully connect with you like the mind energy does. Because remember, this is how it used to be. The spirit that you have inside of you, that looks out of your eyes, used to be as loud as your own mental thoughts that you have. Okay, when you would ask it a question, it could, in a sense, give you an answer, but it would be in the now. So it really wouldn't give you anything, but we got to kind of look at this a little different way here. So the dark has took that and cloned that energy, replicated it, and put that into the mind. So now the mind is controlling you, where before the light energy would have controlled you. But there's no control in the light. So it gets to be it's hard to talk about, because when you're full spirit, everything's in the now. So the dark has brought you into mind to take you out of the now, but they use the same information. That's why your spirit that's with you still comes into the body each time, because it has a job to do. The job is to help you create true light and to experience light, experience life in light on this planet. That's all that it's here to do. It chose to come here to experience an experience of light, but now it's experiencing an experience of darkness. And the mind is shackling the spirit energy that looks out of your eyes and holding it here captive. That's kind of what's going on here. So that the true energy of you is your spirit, and that's your only healer. That's what the light ship uses to heal you. The more you're intact with that energy, the more you're going to have a healing. That's why we do the emotional healing first for people, to get rid of the baggage in this lifetime so your spirit can have this baggage taken off of it. It comes out of your body and also out of your spirit. So each clearing that we do, whatever you have, is clearing your spirit, and it's also clearing your body. But we live here in our body. So really, you don't have to know much about your spirit, because you're living an experience here with the body. But the spirit is clear also. It's automatic with all the clearings that we do. Otherwise, it'd be useless to do clearings. Some of the clearings I may have separated the two up just so you could feel the difference on them sometimes, but that was just because I wanted to do that if there's a couple clearings where it does say spirit and body. But whatever you have had done, it cleared both of them instantly. So you need to get your spirit cleared before you can have a body clearing. Otherwise, it would not work. Your spirit is your conduit, and the light ship works through your spirit. That's why you can do absentee clearings on anybody, because the spirit is there to facilitate the clearing, bringing light into the body. And that's the way it works. And the light ship takes away the densities. It's not giving you more light. It's just having you regain the light that you lost. That's covered up by darkness. So you could say you're getting more light, as you're seeing more light, but you're not getting anything more into you. It's not like you're getting a booster shot or something, you know, or extra water, extra blood or something. No, you're just getting uncovered. The darkness is being taken away to give you the light that was lost. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, while you were discussing that, Mike P. typed in, what heals the spirit?
The light heals the spirit when you have a clearing. So if you have a clearing, that spirit of you is healed in that clearing. If you have no clearings, then your spirit will be contaminated, and so is the body. Back to you, Kathy.
And Marcy'd like to know if you would please explain what a walk-in really is.
Well, a walk-in would be a spirit that wanted to use a body that's already living. So maybe the other spirit that was in the body only chose to be with the body for a given amount of time. We'll just say 10 years to pick a number. And so typically, in most cases, the person would have a near-death experience, okay? But typically, what could actually happen is a person could go to sleep one night, the spirit could leave, another one can come in, and then at that point, the person would have what you call a walk-in, which is a walk-in spirit, and that would be another spirit to take over the body, so that spirit would not have to go through 10 years of life. It would already be, say, there. And it could bring in a whole different agenda for the person because it may want to activate different DNA inside of that body. It may not take on the old DNA. It'll take on what the body has experienced for the first 10 years because that's what the person is doing and living with. But it could take on new DNA. Maybe the spirit got tired. Maybe they didn't want to be here any longer. Maybe the person wanted to commit suicide. They almost did it. The spirit left, said, ran them out of here, and it goes to the land of darkness again, light of the darkness. But another one comes in because it goes, hey, man, I can come in here without being in diapers, and I can, you know, start off maybe being in school. Maybe I'll be, in the fifth grade or something. That sounds great. I didn't want to go to kindergarten anyway. And so it'll come in, and it may have a different agenda by what it got activated in the DNA when the person was maybe in a near-death experience. And in the near-death experience, if the person is dying or dead and they get brought back to life, then the genetic cellular memory, the DNA that was activated in that last lifetime, it gets erased and it starts declining. So if you could actually hypothetically maybe be dead for maybe a week and come back to life again, I would imagine that your DNA would be pretty much zapped. It wouldn't be there in activation on you. So somehow, you know, when the body's living, all that's alive. And then it gets like bulk erased, we'll say, when you die. But it's still with you, but it's dormant. So what you want to have is the DNA that's dormant in you. And that's and the clearings get rid of the DNA that was in this lifetime up to now. Whenever you have the clearing, that DNA is put back into balance, which is basically erased. That's why you don't have any emotional tendencies. You can still see the situation. It's still there, but it's basically dormant. And the charge on it's erased. I better get clear with that. So that's the difference. So you can say, I've been there, done that, and I'm moving on. That's much like you have a near-death experience. Been there, done that. I don't need to concentrate on that any longer because I don't need to have any experience with that. I've already done that. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, in the fast chat, some comments. Maria is saying it's a good suggestion to put reminder notes all over your home for the mind-to-heart drop. And Marcy is saying, thank you for your explanation. It explains so much. And Janice says she did not know we had two spirits. And then some more questions about the New Earth Transport healing. Maybe you could give a little basic instruction Tina's asking, what do we fill into transport? Now, that's the actual clearing we've done, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's the clearing that you have done in the past. Anything that we do live with me on a conference call, that will be done automatically for you. But this is designed to bring back, or to go back into your past and to bring that clearing energy of your spirit being in wholeness, we'll say, as much as it could be during that clearing, to bring it back to the new earth. And it'll stay with you also, because you already have it with you. You just don't want to have it abducted. So because when you have the clearing, the residue is taken off of the spirit, so you're able to reclaim more of your spiritual energy from your spirit and your body. So just by entering the name in there, you can do that very easily. And just do that and transfer, you to the new earth. That's all you do. It takes 1 minute to do per clearing. So whatever you had in the past, if you had like an emotional clearing, maybe a trauma clearing or something, you just write the name in one at a time and hit the start button, and then it's done.
Thank okay, a lot of comments. Joanna and Marie R. are saying they just did some transfers, and it only took a minute, and it worked really well. But Alexander still hasn't received the password, so Alexander, would you kindly email Ron your question again, and maybe he can email it to you, please, instead of putting it here in the fast chat, because this will... We'll be going to a conference call right after this show. Thanks, Alexander. Luca's asking, when we want to do healing for pets, what do we write in the PayPal form and in the box? Does he put his pet's name there?
Yeah, just a pet's name is fine, yeah. And you can also do it, for sometimes it's deceased pets. Sometimes you might actually feel the energy of your pet walking along with you. If you wanted to do a clearing on that to clean out the emotions, that could be done too. But typically, if you do that, more than likely, the little ghost of your pet, what you see around you, will probably leave here. So that's kind of up to you. Some people like to have it with you, with them anyway. But typically, after a while, you probably want to release it into the light before the darkness gets it. The darkness could possibly take it. I don't think they're going to be using pets that much, but it is a physical life form here, and they don't have emotions. So I don't know, I myself would rather know that my pet went to the light than maybe not knowing where it goes to. You know, in fact, you might even think about pets that you've had in the past. You know, where did it go after it died? Well, it probably got reincarnated into another pet. Another animal or something, and I'd rather have it out of here myself. So that's kind of what I would do. Is just put the pet's name in for any type of clearing, and if you're doing a whole lifetime clearing on it, even if it is living, even if it's still alive, then by all means do an emotional clearing on your pet. Just put the age in. You know, if you have a dog that's maybe 7 years of age or something. And just put it in there, age 7, costs $35, and clean out the emotions for your poor animal, You don't know what they've been through, especially if you have animals that are like rescue animals. You go to the pond, dog pond, and all of a sudden, the pound, and you don't know what that poor animal has been through. I was kind of shocked that I saw, there's something that I saw in a shopping center where they had rescue animals, and they were having like an adoption on them or something. So this poor animal that was probably, turned in is now being, in a sense, farmed out to different families. Well, on the surface, that sounds wonderful. Wow, this person can have a dog for a couple of weeks and they turn it in and go to somebody else, probably because of the expense of the animal. I don't know. But, wow, just think of the emotional trauma that poor animal is going through as it's being bonded, to you. And just think of the cords that you're putting out when you turn the dog in or cat in. You're thinking, is it going to have a good owner like you were? You're doing all this poor stuff to this poor animal because it's not really found its happy home yet. you know, it might be good to give it some love, you know, we'll say, or peace energy. But the poor animal has to bond to another person, and then another person. So I find that, for myself, being in judgment here, not too good. So, you know, be like yourself, you know, going from, you know, as a young child, going from different families, you know. Geez. Anyway, back to you, Kathy.
Yes, I know what you mean. Rescue is my favorite breed, too. For those of you asking questions on the how to work the New Earth Transport Healing, Ron did announce earlier that it's a test page, and it's going to be perfected. So some of the issues you're having probably won't exist the next after he announces when he's finished with it. So if you'll just be a little patient, it'll be there. And is there anyone else to announce about that New Earth Clearing, Ron, before we go on to the next subject? Oh, and he did mention, too, Joyna, that the conference calls that we have done do not need to be listed. They've already been transferred.
Yes. So.
Okay. Right, Ron?
Yep. So when I used it, it worked fine for me yesterday. Just put your name in and type in your clearing and hit the start button there, transfer button, and automatically it's done. Takes a minute and then go to your next clearing. So it should work fine.
Okay, in the last few minutes we have Liz asked a question again about if it's a good idea for her to find out about her alien DNA and the same with her home base energy. Is it a good idea to find out about it?
You don't, alien DNA, probably not. Your home base, yeah, I do a 4-in-1 session. That's what I call it, where you're disconnected from 13 planets that are courting you heavily, the major 13, that whatever they would be. May not be ones that you even know about here. May not be in your astrological chart. So we get rid of 13 of those. The second part is we connect you energetically. I have to find it where your home base energy is. The third part is find your twin flame energy, energetically connect you with that one, whatever that would be. And then from there, the last part is taking you out of your soul family agreements and contracts. This is your, in a sense, your karma, your soul family, what we disconnect you from. And then you're basically free. You're no longer going to be coming back here in the reincarnation loop. So that's... to me, it's all self-empowerment for these clearings here, those I do in person for people. And you have to have your emotional clearing done first, because naturally your twin flame will never want to come here to see you without having that. You need to have a mental clearing, and then your sensory past life emotional clearing. And then you can do the 4-in-1. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and I just want to remind everyone one last time that tonight is the live conference call at 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. It'll start in about a half an hour, so there is still time to purchase registration for that via PayPal from the creationlightship.com website under Purchase Conference Calls on the upper left side. And if you'd like to attend and if you can't be there in person, just let Ron know in an email or at the very beginning. Let's see if there's any more questions in the fast chat. A lot of people are agreeing with the suggestion you had, Ron, about clearing animals' emotions. Stephanie says, I want all animals in the light. And a lot of people are agreeing with that idea, what you said. So let's see. I don't see any more questions here. Euros is asking if he can use the new Earth transport clearing for two people. He says how to use it for both people. So he was
The clearing you can use, but they have to have clearance from the light ship. So yes, if you did people before as absentee, we'll say that's probably what you're asking, I think. So if you have done absentee clearings on people, then you can put the clearing that you have provided for them, and also their name. So their name goes first. The second box is the clearing they had, and yes, it will work for them also.
Yes, and you also had typed in, he is mentioning some clearings he's done and wondering if those were the types of transports that are to be listed. And yes, you're on the right track, Eros. All those clearings you listed, you put in that space there, and then it takes a minute for them, you click, and then it takes a minute for them to get transported.
Yep, just do them one at a time.
Okay, one at a time.
It's about over here. We're coming to a close. Time went by. So, I'll say blessings to all of you. I got to get ready for the clone call in about a half an hour. And the cost is $20. You can go to the top of the website, I believe, and click on one of the pages there. I think any one of the pages will bring you to it. If you go to the 8-hour call, it'll bring you to the same page. And just scroll down until you actually see probably the four PayPal links. That may be the easiest way, and that'll be where the conference calls will be for Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Maybe there's three links there, I think, but just look for those links. But it'll be the weekly conference call link, and we do have Monday in there and also Tuesday, which we added for the clone, the courting call. But tonight will be clones. So, we'll say blessings to all of you, and we'll see you maybe shortly on the next call here. I need to decompress here after two radio programs to get ready for the clones. So, as you get decloned, we'll see you later. Thank you, Kathy.
Good night, everyone.